This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, September 26, 2017. I'm Caleb Brown. Elections in Germany will leave Angela Merkel as chancellor, but the government will now have a new party to contend with, the Alternative for Germany party, which has been decried as far right. Marion Tupi, a policy analyst at the Cato Institute, comments on the election's outcome. What's the best takeaway that people can take from the German elections?
Well, I think the best take from the German election is the return of the Free Democrats back to the Bundestag, to the German parliament. In 2013, the Free Democrats, who are broadly speaking a market-friendly center-right political party in Germany, they've been kicked out of parliament. They didn't meet the 5% threshold to make it to parliament because they supported Mrs. Merkel's decision to bail out Greece, and they were punished by the electorate. But now, in 2017, they were returned with a very handsome 11.3% of the vote and 80 seats in the Bundestag, and they are very likely to form a part of the governing coalition that will take Germany from 2017 to 2021.
All right. So what's the worst takeaway with respect to the party makeup in Germany now?
Well, the worst takeaway, it depends on who you're talking to. Obviously, the German establishment got a bit of a fright out of the outcome of the German elections. The chancellor gained only 33% of the vote, which means that it's one of the worst election results for Merkel's party, Christian Democrats, CDU, CSU. And the Social Democrats, who used to be either the first or the second party in Germany, are now down to 20%. So all of these disenchanted voters have moved to the left. Die Linke, the hard left party, now has about 10% of support. The Greens are also on about 10%. And of course, the main story that has unsettled so many people is the entry into the German parliament of the Alternative for Deutschland, Alternative for Germany, which gained roughly 13% of the vote and consequently became the third largest party in Bundestag.
Okay, so what does that mean?
Well, AfD will be in the opposition. The coalition government will be likely composed of the Christian Democrats, the Free Democrats, and the Greens. Now, what does Alternative for Deutschland means? Well, again, depends on who you talk to. Some people describe this political party as far right. I personally don't like to use that term because I like to save it for people like the neo-Nazis, of whom there are very few in number and who are consigned mercifully to the very fringes of the German society. But that's what I would call far right. So instead, what I would call Alternative for Deutschland is maybe hard right. They are certainly to the right of the Free Democrats, but they are nowhere close to the neo-Nazis and the fascists of the 1930s.
Okay. Well, what is
the party? Mm-hmm. Well, the party was started about 5 or 6 years ago by a bunch of free market economists who were deeply concerned about the euro. But since then, the party has moved slightly, or rather moved quite a lot to the right. The free market economists who started it left the party, and the party is still skeptical about the euro and the bailouts of Greece and potentially other countries down the line. But they have also embraced an anti-immigration message, which a lot of people find unsettling. Now, the AfD is basically opposed to mass migration, especially from North Africa and the Middle East, and they ride the wave of support from Mrs. Merkel's decision in 2015 to allow entry into Germany of 1 million migrants from outside of Europe, many of whom have settled in Germany and have brought with them practices and behavior that Germans find objectionable.
Is that just to get a rise out of people, to become more notable? I mean, it wasn't that long ago that this party just barely missed the ability to be included in the Bundestag, but it was part of this behavior. Was it just an attempt to get notoriety?
Well, I think that people are raising legitimate concerns about a survival of a liberal society, if you will, and very large numbers of migrants from populations whose values are very different. So the leader of the Alternative for Germany is actually a lesbian woman who lives with two children and a partner who is from Sri Lanka. So this is not a typical fire-breathing neo-Nazi that we are speaking about. This is a woman who is obviously concerned, at least in part, from what I can see, about the survival of the secular liberal values that have become predominant in much of Western Europe. But people feel now that are being unsettled by migrants from regions where perhaps gay people and women are not as well treated as they should be. It is worth pointing out that there is a there is something of a flow, an unusual and very interesting flow between European political parties. The first anti-immigration party started in Holland, for example, was again led by a gay man called Pim Fortuyn. These political parties generally tend to attract a lot of working class support, but also support from sexual minorities. Whereas the parties of the establishment, Mrs. Merkel, CDU, CSU, and also the Social Democrats, tend to focus much more on young, cosmopolitan, and also highly educated people. So in that sense, I think that what we are seeing in Germany is awakening of the same ideas, of the same beast that was unleashed by Brexit in Great Britain in 2016, in June, July 2016, and also that is behind the election of Donald Trump in the United States in November of last year.
Marian Tupi is a policy analyst at the Cato Institute. Subscribe to and rate the Cato Daily Podcast at iTunes and Google Play, and follow us on Twitter at Cato Podcast.